You're tuned in to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update, where we feed you no chit-chat news about Ubuntu and free software. You can find more information like this at www.fullcirclemagazine.org.
Spectre and Meltdown continue to shake the computing world. Kernel patches and updates have been rushed out by developers, but not without a cost. All the Meltdown and Spectre hoopla has made Linux 4.15 the slowest release in 7 years, requiring up to 9 release candidates before its yet-to-be-determined debut. Other network and graphical fixes will be included, but it's just not ready yet. Operating systems are also riding the media with their Spectre and Meltdown fixes. Chaos 2018.01 has been released with said patches, and will continue to be updated as a rolling release. If you are a fan of Kubuntu, then you might also enjoy Chaos, spelled K-A-O-S. While Ubuntu has also added patches for these recent vulnerabilities, it is making further changes to the popular OS. Xorg will now be the default display server in Ubuntu 18.04. Wayland will still be selectable from the login menu, but it will take second place in this upcoming LTS.
Slack has arrived thanks to Canonical Snap. Ubuntu's containerized Snap packages are the secret sauce in getting the popular team platform Slack to run desktop, server, cloud, and IoT. The Slack Snap is now available on Ubuntu or on any other GNU Linux distribution. After a major overhaul of the Firefox browser in November of last year, Mozilla has just rolled out the first major subsequent release, Firefox 58. Most of the changes are under the hood, but they include an improvement in startup time, graphics engine, and web rendering engine. This release is now available on Ubuntu and all other platforms.
You've been listening to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update. Be sure to tune in next time. Special thanks to Arnfried Vollbrecht for content creation.